The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 28th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." The Gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, Christ. You may be seated. Years ago, as we began the Holy Trinity Sunday, one of my students was preaching. And it was a small early service, and there was a big storm rolling through, maybe about 8:45 in the morning. And he liked to be really dramatic. And he got up and he said, "Holy, holy, holy," just like that. And there was a big crash of thunder and a big crack of lightning, and the power went out. And to this day, I don't go through Holy Trinity Sunday without thinking about Chris Kramer and holy, holy, holy. So in that spirit, the grace of Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all, and also with you. In the beginning, on the first day, God created, and God saw that it was good. And on the second day, and on the third day, and on each of the days, God saw that it was good. I love the way that Maria and Jesus and Oscar led our first reading from Genesis. They wove together their mother tongues and they invited us into song as we heard that ancient story of our beginnings. This day, in this place, God's story continues. It always continues, and it is good. It is good. This Wednesday evening, parents and grandparents and teachers and friends and a few church folks settled into these pews right here in our sanctuary. And Zach took his place at the organ bench, hands poised, feet ready. That's how you do it, right, Zach? Just like that. And 17 Pease Academy graduates lined up back there in the Northex, and they zipped up their rented polyester graduation gowns. And they adjusted their caps, and they fidgeted, as we all would, anticipating the very first bars of pomp and circumstance. And then one by one, on cue, they processed down the aisle, some shy, some proud, a few raising their arms in triumph, parents and many of the rest of us, I admit it, watching, eyes filled with tears. For the journey has been long. It has been long and has not always been easy. Their executive director, Michael Dirschlag, stood smiling broadly right here in the middle. Communion table moved back right here in the very middle. And then he stepped forward to the podium after each of them had come forward and they all had found their seats over here on the side. And he said this, "These 17 graduates together represent 8,030 days of sobriety. 8,030 days of sobriety. They are ready to enter the world and share their experience, their strength, their hope. Remember that Pease Academy is the charter high school that shares our building, has been here for 28 years now, and it's a sober high school. All of the students, and I suspect most or all of the staff, are in recovery. They're all in recovery. On their 8,030th day, and on every day before that, and every day after, God saw that it was good." So what does it mean today, this day, to meet a world that is created good, a world that is created in God's good image? It's not a bad question. It's not a bad question in the season of commencement ceremonies, and it's not a bad question in another week of vexing politics and widespread famine and the ongoing trial of Officer Yanez and the brokenness and the pain that dare pull us apart at the seams? It's not a bad question. It may feel like a hard question, and I pray a vital question also. What does it mean to engage a world that is created in God's good image? And to go a step further, given that it's Holy Trinity Sunday, what does the Trinity have to do with answering that question? So in that spirit, three responses, three, count them, to that question, and then a blessing, a promise. First, it means that there is space for holy mystery to flourish. It means that there is space for holy mystery to flourish. In the fourth century, as heresies tugged and as schisms threatened, our ancestors in the tradition gathered in ecumenical councils to hash out words and to hash out ideas and to try, as we humans are wont, we still are, to articulate and to delineate the mysteries of God. And from this debate, creeds were crafted, and the doctrine of the Holy Trinity is born, and it shapes and it structures our church's belief. But truth is, it can only go so far. It can't do everything, and that, my friends, that's good. It leaves space for God's powerful, beautiful, grace-filled activity, so often where we don't even expect it. Holy mystery, I'd call that, holy mystery. Ann Kreider from our congregation returns this week from 6 weeks on the Camino de Santiago in northern Spain. She wrote recently, and I asked if I could quote her. She agreed. She wrote, "I've hiked through the whole Easter season. Never have I felt closer to the risen Christ. Never have I felt love. I felt such love from people. Never have I experienced the power of prayer in such powerful ways." Holy mystery, dear ones, holy mystery at work in Anne's life, on the Camino, but right here in our lives. Let us make space for holy mystery. Second, we have a God who in God's self is relational, is communal. God the Father, Mother, Creator, in relationship with Jesus, the Christ, the Son, in relationship with the Holy Spirit. So to engage God's good world, we must not only remember, but act as though our relationships are sanctified by a God who is most fully and truly relational in God's very self. And it's this God who invites us into relationship, not only with God's self, but with our neighbors and on the campus, and across the street, and with those folks down the block who have that yard sign that differs a little bit from your yard sign. It is God who reconciles us across the divisions that tempt to isolate us. This morning, through Bread for the World, we have an opportunity to write letters to our leaders in Congress. And if you'd like to participate, it'll be in the lounge. Remember some of the words of Jesus about caring for the least of these, and about feeding the hungry, and about loving our neighbors, and about speaking truth to power. It's about relationship. And we are in these relationships also. We have a relational God who calls us into relationship and never lets us go. And finally, to engage God's world, we must believe in and act for goodness. Goodness. On this day, remember that you are created in the image of God. You are beloved and cared for and claimed and whole. And in the complexity of his life, in the messy spots, in the struggles with mental health and changing bodies and relationships, and in our faith and in our doubt, and in the moments that we feel like failures, let us not forget who we are. You and me, but also the plural. The world. We are created in the image of God, the good image of God. How quickly we forget this simple truth, that reminder of identity, and it changes everything. It changes everything. You know, of all the things that I have quiet conversations about and share conversations with you and so many others, this basic truth from the very beginning of Genesis comes up often. Perhaps it comes up more often than any other thing that I have conversations with people about. It's not just students. It's not just young adults. It's people in their 40s and their 50s and their 60s and their 70s and their 80s and even their 90s. You, all of you, our world, you are created in the good image of God, beloved and created for good. And finally that blessing. At the very end of Matthew's gospel, after Jesus has given the great commission to go and make disciples, he gives what some may call the great promise. I am with you always to the end of the age. On this day, and on the second day, and on the 8,030th day, and on this day, God is still creating, still stepping back and calling it good. Dear friends in Christ, God is with you and with our world always, 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 and forever. Holy, holy, holy. Amen.